This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, and you're invited here. If you want to join us, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, Light Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, hop onto our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm, and that is where you will find other Free Talk Live listeners, basically, I mean, mostly around the clock. There's conversations going on in there all the time, and it's free. So it's basically like a chat server. There's different channels in which you can interact with other listeners and co-hosts of the show at your leisure. Plus, there's ways to call in as well through the Discord server, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And here in the beautiful Keene Studios of Free Talk Live, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
All right. So, of course, you can bring up anything you want. Laurel, tonight, this one of the big headlines, and we don't always follow the big headlines on Free Talk Live, but this one has generated a lot of buzz. This Justin, was it?
Jesse.
You can tell how much attention I've been paying to the case. Jesse Smollett.
Jesse with a U. Jesse.
Jesse.
Yes.
Okay.
It took me a while, too.
Jesse Smollett, who apparently is some kind of actor.
Yes,
is
apparently.
Oh, yeah, he definitely acts a lot.
Yeah, so this guy got into some controversy because, he made up some police reports? Some false
allegedly,
police reports?
He faked a hate crime. The allegations are that he hired some friends of his to beat him up, and he thought that it would all be on a security camera, but the security camera turned out to be turning the other way, and it was supposedly a hate crime where they put a noose around his neck and threw bleach on him, but the facts of the case started falling apart when it was learned that when the police arrived half an hour later, he still had the noose around his neck. He hadn't taken it off. And
that's
also
weird.
That it was so cold. He said that the bleach was thrown on him, but it was so cold outside that night, bleach would freeze. So there were several facts of the case that just didn't make sense, and eventually the police did an investigation, and the men that he hired came forward and said that he had hired them, and apparently he had paid them by check. So were able to show.
Completely on the record then.
They were able to show the check. So he was indicted on 16 charges of making false police reports. And there were 16 charges, so I don't know what all of them were. But the charges today were dropped, and the case was dismissed.
Luckily, he's wealthy, so he's able to bribe people.
Yes. Well, I was looking at what exactly the agreement was, and even though the charges were dropped and the case dismissed, he has to do community service, and he has to pay a $10,000 fine.
Well, that's strange.
$10,000? Wow.
Yes. So,
but he's not going to be able to pay that.
They get paid more than that for like one commercial. Right?
He's already paid it because it was the 10% that he paid on his bond. So basically he's forfeiting money that he's already paid over to them.
He's well on his way to building his empire.
Okay, so this is what it sounds like.
It's the actor and empire.
Don't know what that is.
I'd never seen it before. I'd never heard of this guy.
Is that a television show?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this sounds to me like what we call an alternative sentencing program. So we see this a lot. This is usually for first offenders, usually for a misdemeanor. Usually you wouldn't see an alternative sentencing program for somebody with this many charges, including some felonies.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually for people with misdemeanors, where if they do some community service, maybe do some probation, maybe pay a fine, something like that, then the charges are dismissed. And in some alternative sentencing programs, there's an adjudication of guilt, and sometimes there's not.
So basically, the government gets money out of you and obedience out of you without giving you a criminal record?
Yes.
I see.
And whether there's a criminal record is a matter of debate because you've still been arrested. So, you know, I'm an immigration attorney, and this is one of those. This is why I'm familiar with this type of thing, because even though the state will say this is not a conviction and the person it happened to says it's not a conviction and the judge says it's not a conviction, quite often for immigration purposes, this is a conviction because you were punished.
You accepted that deal.
You accepted the punishment and you had a punishment, why would you be punished if you weren't guilty?
Correct.
And often it will depend on whether there was an adjudication of guilt. So for some of these programs, you have to plead guilty in order to get the deal. Mm. And for some of them, you don't. So it really depends. The records for this are sealed, which is unusual.
That does seem strange.
That is unusual. And a lot of the articles I've been seeing are saying that's unusual. This is the type of thing that would vary by state. So this mm-hmm. is in Illinois. I'm not licensed in Illinois.
Gotcha.
So the records are sealed. I don't know whether he pleaded guilty or not. And I may try to see if I can find out in Illinois for an alternative sentencing program like this, is it normally required that the person plead guilty? Because he's still maintaining his innocence. And he's still saying this actually happened to him, that it really was the victim of a hate crime.
Well, what's his explanation for the check?
He says he was paying them for helping him work out, that they were workout buddies. It was something like that.
And then they turned on him?
Yes. That they're just making all of this up, even though he identified them in the camera as the people who attacked him.
I'm sure there were, you know, police saying, like, if you don't do this, you're going to go to jail, to, you know, like some sort of lie to turn them, you know. They might have just willingly rolled over, you know, or were offered something, but there's also a very large chance that when some, you know, detective got in there, they just started lying to them and threatening them, and so that's what made them.
I don't know that it was a lie.
It might not have been charges. A lie, but either way, it doesn't, you know, that doesn't necessarily, you know, they probably would say something akin to, you will go to jail for this, whereas that may or may not be true, right?
Right,
you know,
right.
Like...
I hear what you're saying. I doubt that they just decided to come clean and approach the police without the police coming to them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was probably some arm twisting, but the bottom line is the facts of the story that Jesse said didn't make sense. He also said that he was beaten up very badly. There were pictures of him. He had a little cut on his face. That's not somebody who's beaten up very badly. And the two guys, like, they're huge.
Mm-hmm.
They're big guys.
So they could have really done some damage.
Yeah, exactly. If they wanted to, they could have. And he also said it was a racially motivated attack. They're black. The people that he hired were not white people, and the people that...
So everyone involved was black?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Gotcha.
But he had said that they were shouting, this is MAGA country, and all this other stuff. So when they beat him up, and they said some slurs that I can't say on the radio, obviously.
So what really happened here? I mean, did this guy get some favoritism because he's rich and famous?
According to the you mean the reason
this
that it was...
Jesse guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's some allegations of that. You know, I don't know. As I said, alternative sentencing programs are relatively common for first offenders. Although I am surprised that they would do it for somebody with this many
felonies,
facing this many felonies. So that's the part of it that's unusual, and the fact that it's being sealed is unusual.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that wealthy people get a different level of treatment.
There's
when it
no
comes
doubt,
to...
and I, you know, and it's not just criminal law; it's every area of law.
Right.
Because, including immigration, because everything is so complicated, you really can't do it by yourself. You just can't. Because even when you go and you read the statute, you don't know where to file stuff, and if you file it wrong, it gets rejected, and then you missed your deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of little things like that.
That's why they hire attorneys.
Exactly, exactly. And I have said to other attorneys all the time that we should put a lot of this information out there so that you're hiring an attorney to make it more convenient for you, and not because you absolutely have to, because you can't do it without an attorney. And
but the attorneys love it when you have to hire
them. Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
This is all about. This is an argument I've had with other attorneys plenty of times. You know, I want to be a convenience. I don't want to be a necessity in terms of doing the law. I think people should be able to do it themselves, but I agree attorneys...
You must not be popular among them.
No. They don't like that position at all.
You're a threat.
I am. So I would rather all of the information was out there. So yeah, I absolutely 100% agree that justice is more readily available, not only in criminal law, but in every single area of law.
Mm-hmm.
Justice is more readily available if you can afford an attorney. It's true.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Speaking of other people who can afford attorneys, 77-year-old billionaire, the owner of the New England Patriots. You may have heard about Robert Kraft being arrested, or they're charging him. I don't know if he's actually been booked, but they're charging him in Florida for soliciting prostitution. And the news came out, I think, last week, basically, maybe a little over a week ago. that the prosecutors have offered to drop charges against Mr. Kraft and the other men accused of soliciting prostitution at a day spa in Jupiter, Florida, in exchange for their admission of guilt.
Again, this sounds like an alternative sentencing program, which is typical for a first offender for something like this. So that one is less unusual than the Jussie Smollett.
Well, this guy is a 77-year-old billionaire as well, so I'm sure that doesn't hurt. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you're invited here to join us. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And coming up, ForkFest 2019. It's June 13th through the 18th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's absolutely splendid location to spend some time, and you'll be there for as many of those days as you want to. You decide when to come up for ForkFest. It's June 13th through the 18th. I recommend, you know, coming through as much of it as you can. And then if you want, stick around for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which starts immediately after ForkFest. So if you want to stay up for like 10 or 11 days, basically you've got an excuse to come check out New Hampshire and connect with the libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists that have, many of them have already made the move up here. But this is a perfect excuse to come kind of get your feet wet here in New Hampshire. Go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event. It's a decentralized camping, libertarian camping event, meaning that there's no one who's in charge. There is no board of directors. There's no organizer, and that means there's basically no overhead because it's just people come to a campground. So there's no ticket price. You just have to get your campsite or RV site or your motel room, whatever it is your preference. They've got all three of those over at Rogers Campground. So go to forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. There's also a ForkFest forum and Telegram chat room that you can connect to there. It's Ian Laurel and Johnson in the studio here tonight. We were talking about some of these alternative sentencing programs that they're not, you know, they don't use those terms in the news stories about these people, the Jussie Smollett.
Jussie.
And then,
that's legalese, alternative sentencing program.
And then Robert Kraft, who is the billionaire owner of the New England Patriots, has been offered. Now, I haven't seen an update on this story to see if he's accepted the deal, but apparently prosecutors have offered this deal. And, of course, we've discussed the plea deal process a myriad of times here on Free Talk Live. It's something that basically empowers the court system. They throw a bunch of charges at somebody, and then rather than actually having to make a case, that rather than the prosecutor actually having to do any work and, you know, actually go to court and, you know, make an argument in front of a jury or in front of a judge and spend time trying
and taxpayer
to
money
and money, right, and trying to get a conviction. Well, the thing is, they're going to be on the payroll whether or not they do the work, mm-hmm. right? Like that prosecutor's there for 8 hours a day.
Yeah, but if they do trial for everybody, they're going to need more prosecutors.
Well, sure, they would need more courtrooms and all that. But they offer these plea deals with, essentially, like I said, they throw a bunch of charges at a person, which is intimidating. It's scary because, mm-hmm. you know, stack up charges. You're usually looking at years and years of prison time for whatever they're alleging. Even if they're bad charges, even if, you know, it's a trumped up case, it's still intimidating because, you know, if you can't afford an attorney, well, you're already up S Creek without a paddle.
Yeah, actually, I have a story for this, if we haven't.
Please.
So a friend of mine, her father got in a small car accident, a fender bender, and the police were called to do a report on it and everything, and everybody was interviewed, and they exchanged insurance and everything, and he asked if he could leave after everything was said and done, and so then he left the scene. And then sometime later, he finds out that he is being charged with fleeing the scene of an accident, and he's being charged with drunk driving.
Oh, my.
So they're charging him with this stuff, and they're threatening to put him in jail for a year. And then they offer him a plea deal. If he pleads down to just the drunk driving, that they will dismiss all of the charges. So he's looking. He went to talk to an attorney, and an attorney said it's going to cost you this much to fight it, mm-hmm. or you could just take the deal, and it's actually going to be cheaper, and you're going to move on with your life much, much faster.
That's what people want.
He was getting ready to take the deal, but his daughter, who's an attorney, said, "You are not taking this deal. Mm. You were not drinking. You did not flee the scene of the crime. We are taking this to trial." And she convinced him, "No, we're going to court." Mm. And so they go back to the attorney, and they're like, "We want to fight it." And the attorney says, "Well, do you have any character witnesses?" Why, yes. He was the rabbi of one of the major congregations in Houston. Mm-hmm. So he has all these letters from other rabbis and all these people, upstanding business people in the community who respect him. They gave all this information. And the judge during the case actually yelled at the prosecutor for bringing the case to court whatsoever and gave the prosecutor a really hard time.
How far into the case did the
they went to trial.
I know, but how far into the trial? Was it like at the close of the trial, or did the judge just kick it out of court, you know, right out of the gate?
That I don't know. I don't think they were there for very long. They brought in all their character information, and basically the prosecution didn't have any proof. They didn't have any evidence.
They had no case.
He didn't flee the scene of the crime, and he doesn't drink at all.
He's a rabbi.
Well, you know, maybe a little bit for services, but
okay. It's just the blood of Christ then, so.
Not for rabbis.
Oh, yeah. What is it then?
I don't know.
Okay. Just wine.
So, I mean, that would be an example of somebody who was getting ready to take a plea deal, who was completely innocent, and
yeah.
was just getting railroaded into the whole thing.
Wine from Concord grapes, nonetheless.
Really?
So is that like a thing? More like grape juice.
Okay. Is that, what is it? What's the word? Kosher?
Yes.
Is that kosher? Okay. So, and that's just one of a myriad of examples. I mean,
yeah.
you happen to be closely connected with that one, but this happens all the time, day in, day out, every single day. Just go sit. If you don't believe me, go sit in your local district court whenever arraignments are and just watch.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see person after person taking plea deal after plea deal. It almost never goes to trial. I do jury outreach here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, and the goal of that is to inform jurors of their right to nullify a verdict, which is, you know, an age-old right of juries in the Western court system to be able to basically vote their conscience in a case so they can ignore the law and say, well, this is a bad law. I don't care if this person had a pound of marijuana,
mm-hmm.
you know, not guilty. The law is bad. It's, you know, essentially the idea is they're the final check and balance on the out of control government.
I would say for anybody who's facing any kind of charges, just as an attorney, unless they've got really, really solid evidence against you, you should go to trial because mm-hmm. the burden for the government is actually pretty high. And it's unusual that they can meet that burden. I'm not saying it's impossible. Of course, they do. They do.
Well, and you won't ever know what evidence they have against you until you're willing to go to trial mm-hmm. and then you can get discovery.
But if you think you're innocent, don't take the deal.
Yeah. It's good advice. Unfortunately, without an attorney who is of the mindset that you are, because mm-hmm. there's a certain attorney out there who's willing to, who would much rather get paid to handhold you through a plea deal, where mm-hmm. you go and pay that attorney. I've seen it happen. They will pay an attorney full boat for whatever it would cost to go to trial. Oh, this is, you know, $7,000, $6,000, you know, $2,000, whatever it is, whatever the attorney throws out there. And they just, you know, they want to get this over with, and they're willing to pay that amount of money, and then the attorney convinces them to take a plea deal. So the attorney walks away with the full amount for, you know, representation.
Right.
And they never had to actually go into a court and ask a single question of a witness.
I'm not going to say the plea deal type thing is invariably bad for every case, mm-hmm. but I would say on the whole, it's not a good
thing. It is. It's very bad.
On the whole.
Correct. In the moment for the individual, it may get that person out of court sooner. It
yeah.
may reduce whatever frustrations and burdens and, you know, at least perceived
well,
of the
moment.
Well,
if you know you're guilty and they've got the evidence, they've got you on film.
Sure.
You might as well plead
then
guilty.
Then it's a decent plan. There's more coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. If you want to share your story, you're welcome to do that. If you want to take control of the airwaves, you can too. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says justice was not served after prosecutors unexpectedly dropped all the charges against actor Jussie Smollett.
They wanted their day in court with TV cameras so America could know the truth. You know, they chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
Meanwhile, former Washington, D.C. homicide detective and now Fox News contributor Ted Williams believes
Chicago the police department may have very well gotten out in front of their skis here.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it will be up to Attorney General William Barr to determine what parts of the Mueller report are released to the public. Speaking on Capitol Hill, the Kentucky Republican says he hopes Barr is working to release parts of the report that don't hurt national security.
There are two things the Attorney General will have to grapple with: classified information and innocent people's reputations.
USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
Oh, now the stretch, they come here at the Derby!
The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You are invited here if you want to join us. Our number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
All right, so bring up anything you want. We've been talking about the plea deal and specifically some of these alternative sentencing programs that seem to have resulted in this Jussie Smollett actor guy, possible fraudster, lying allegedly to the police. Now all charges dropped, but he did have to forfeit the $10,000 bond payment that he'd made basically to the courts. So the government got some money out of it, but did the prosecutor get a conviction out of it?
And
that's
not clear
because they've sealed the court documents.
It sounds like the state's position is that it's not a conviction. But, you know, as I said, there's an argument that it is, depending on how you look at it.
Now, under what circumstances are court documents typically sealed? Like, I mean, maybe like state secrets are involved, juveniles. I mean, what are the areas in which this would happen?
Well, I mean, you name some of them. Juveniles, sometimes sex offender cases may be
partially sealed
to protect the victim.
Right.
State secrets. I don't know
so
what else.
What could it possibly be in this case? What is the excuse? You know, why do they not want to reveal?
I wonder. And, you know, our government really tries to not to do this. And this is one of the things where I think the government is right to make our court system as public as possible.
Absolutely. We don't want secret trials.
Want secret trials. And this is one of those things with the Tommy Robinson trials, that he was reporting on some rape gang trials, that their court system said that they were secret trials to protect the accused. And we have the complete opposite position here in the United States, where we say secret trials don't protect the accused. They do the opposite. They put them in danger.
Mm-hmm.
So sealing the court records is something that's usually resisted.
Right. It's creepy.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder, what are they trying to hide?
Yeah, what exactly happened?
What is going
on
here? Well, it seems like they're trying to protect this guy.
Or somebody who said something. I don't know, because there's been some allegations of funny business going on behind the scenes, where one of the prosecutors, I don't want to be fake news here, but there was one of the people involved in the case on the government side that was trying to get other people involved, and it looked like she was trying to get the case dismissed.
I mean, the whole thing sounds like corruption to me.
Yeah.
It just stinks of it.
Why, and as far as why they would drop the charges?
Yeah, why they would drop the charges, why they would close the case. It just sounds like there's probably bribery going on.
Something's being covered up here.
Yeah. I mean, the whole circumstance of the trial is this fake outrage, you know?
Right.
It just...
From top to bottom.
Right.
First, people are outraged at the allegations he made, right, that somebody had targeted him because of his race or
also,
whatever.
Also, wasn't the timing on this, if I recall correctly, wasn't it centered around an election at the time when the story first broke?
I don't think it was
afterwards.
Around the elections. Okay, so here's the allegation that it was Kim Fox, who is a government official involved in the case, and the allegations are that she was interfering on his behalf. Let me see. She was a state attorney and a friend of Jussie Smollett's.
Oh, how nice.
So there's some...
So he had a buddy inside the prosecutor's office, basically.
Exactly. So there's some allegations that she was trying to get him, you know, dismissed, get the cases dismissed.
Wow. So this led to a conversation about plea deals, which I'm glad to hear that you are generally against them, Laurel, as an attorney.
Generally.
I am definitely as well, and... It, you know, as I was saying before, it does, in the moment, seem like an expeditious thing to do in a lot of cases for an individual, but basically every time you take a plea deal, you're basically encouraging them. You're basically telling them, this is okay, you can keep doing this to people.
It's extortion.
Totally.
It's you either admit to this lesser charge or we're going to go after you for this bigger charge.
Right. We don't really want to have to work to convict you, so we'll just drop some of these charges in return for you pleading guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets to go home. You get on probation or whatever the deal is that they've offered you, so they still have control over you. They get their conviction in most cases, which is why we're talking about the Smollett case and Kraft case.
I think a lot of people who take these deals are only looking at the immediate punishment that the court is going to give them, and it's not occurring to them what kind of other punishments they're going to experience in their lives. That from now on, whenever they do a job application where it says, have you ever been arrested, they're going to have to
convicted or whatever,
they're going to have to say yes, and it's going to cause them problems getting a job, it's going to cause them problems getting an apartment, it's going to appear on their credit report, it's going to cause them all kinds of problems in their lives.
I'm glad you brought the consequences up that come later, because that's not all that you've mentioned. There's also probation, which is not an easy thing for a lot of people. I mean, they're VOP, as they call it, violation of probation, is a very common charge that is leveled against people.
And imagine this happens oftentimes to economically disadvantaged people who may or may not have a means of transportation to getting back and forth to whatever this particular probation is calling for. So you're talking
about
community
service. You mean if they miss an appointment or something
that? You're talking about community service, getting to a probation officer, whoever knows whatever else, maybe.
And peeing dirty. That's one of the most common ways.
Yeah.
Somebody smoked some marijuana while they were, on probation or something like that, and then they get caught, and then they go to jail.
Or about you actually showed up for your probation thing, and they said that you didn't. Something similar happened to me.
Mm.
This was many, many years ago. I was actually on welfare, and I had to show up to something.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed up, and the person I was supposed to meet with wasn't there.
Mm.
But I went. And so I also had, I was supposed to mail something into them, and they said that I never mailed it in. Well, I'm an attorney, so I know you send it in with some sort of proof that you sent it in. So I had return receipts. And they said that I never went to the thing, and they said that I never sent in the papers I was supposed to send in.
But you had proof.
Oh, I had proof. So I asked for a hearing, because you can say you just, you know, let it go, or you can ask for an appeal, and you go in front of an administrative judge. It's just in somebody's office. And so the person, the other side, was actually by phone. And I show the administrative judge my return receipt that proved that it was received by the government official. And she says to the guy over the phone, she's showing me a return receipt that says you got it. And he says, he goes, oh,
well, that one.
Yeah. I feel like they should be, you know, clerical error or not, if it is a clerical error, I still feel like these types of bureaucrats should be held criminally responsible
if they're caught lying
If they're caught lying like this. Like, they should
be prosecuted.
But then
they could just be like, oh, I filed that one in the wrong file. Oh, I'm sorry.
Whoops. Sorry, you go to jail now.
Yeah.
You get to serve community service for your mistake.
You're a dreamer. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way I feel like it should go down.
Wouldn't that be nice if these prosecutors actually had some liability for
their actions? Because then they just wouldn't. How about you just not do that?
Yeah.
Right? Because they don't have to do that. They don't have to make someone else's life a living hell. They could just have made the mistake and then not pursue it unless it's a pattern. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they're pursuing an individual case, you know, an individual action like that, then they're just dicks. Right? Because, you know, that's just them, you know, seeking to be vindictive and you know, wield their petty, what is that, when someone, you know, like an office person has a little bit of power, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't remember the term for it, but, you know. Petty tyrant.
Right.
You know, just that's them just, I've got a little bit of power and I get to exercise it.
And they will.
Yeah, and they will. They love to.
They actually seem to get off on it to some extent, these bureaucrats. So let's go to Matthew. He's in Louisiana listening online via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Matthew.
So this morning I was so ticked off about the bump stock ban. The Supreme Court refused to hear the plea for an emergency injunction. I was like, you know, just about ready to jump off the Trump train. Then I heard Jesse Smollett, you know, they dropped the charges on him. I was like, okay, well, he must have, you know, he must have come up with a statement of contrition, and we're going to hear it. And then, no contrition.
No.
I'm like, what? Really? All right, I'm back on the train.
Hold on, Matthew. We're going to bring you back here in just a moment. Stand by. We'll continue. And they've sealed the case. So if he was contrite, we wouldn't know. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can jump into one of those, get on the air with us, and talk about what you want. We've been talking kind of about the legal system, specifically the criminal so-called justice system, where it's crystal clear that the people who have the money for big-shot attorneys get better justice than everybody else. Of course, everybody knows that, but then, you know, we're getting into a little bit more of the detail on why the plea deals are a scam from, you know, basically top to bottom, and these alternative sentencing. There's nothing inherently wrong with the idea of alternative sentencing, right? The idea that somebody's never committed a crime before, alternative sentencing gives them the ability to maybe put a charge on file, which means basically it's not a conviction unless they get arrested for something else, then they can kind of bring it back. Or maybe alternatively just not have any kind of criminal record whatsoever, but admit some level of guilt and pay a fine. That appears to be what they're offering to Robert Kraft, who is the owner of the New England Patriots. It hasn't yet been determined as to whether or not Kraft will be accepting that offer. And you're welcome to comment here. Matthew is still on the line with us here in Louisiana. Didn't have a whole lot of time in the last segment, but Matthew, please go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so like I said, this just looks like special justice to me. I mean, it's like, oh, he gets the special treatment because of who he is. And I don't know how you exactly have a republic continue with that.
When there's different justice for people with money versus people without?
And a different classes and types of people. Now, you know, there's pictures of him with Barack and Michelle. Now, I don't know how, if he actually knows them, or this is just at the White House, you know, meet and greet, everybody shake hands sort of line. But it was, yeah, just watching this stuff, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm voting against that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was busy doing something here. I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention.
So it's not even a matter of who I'm voting for. It's a matter of who I'm voting against.
Yeah. Well, you got your, if you're voting against somebody who is upholding the system that we're just describing, you've got a good selection of people to vote against. There's plenty of people like that.
Everybody upholds this system.
I just wonder who you're going to vote for.
Yeah, there's nobody in the political. There's nobody in the political offerings that's going to make any kind of changes of any significance to the justice system. I mean, every now and then somebody will pander to criminal justice reform, and you could argue that they did put in a minor rollback late 2018. They moved, what was it called, like the Baby Step Act or something like that. There was like this little tiny little step in the federal government towards some level of, you know, criminal justice reform, and I don't even honestly remember how it was that insignificant. But nobody runs on this.
They didn't cover it, so it was probably pretty important.
The reason why people don't run on these things is because they don't want to be perceived as soft on crime. And thanks for the call. They don't want to be perceived as soft on crime.
Well, we are seeing a couple of the Democrats, not that I'm going to vote for them because of this, but we are seeing a few of them saying that felons should be allowed to vote. Mm-hmm. And I agree with them there. So that is, you know, at least a step in the right direction. I think everybody should be allowed to vote, you know, 18 and up, and they shouldn't be saying that if you get a conviction, you can't vote.
Should someone in jail who's currently being sentenced also be allowed
to
vote?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I agree.
So I have to say, in the coming election, so this is something I've never done. Well, first of all, I've never also, I believe, I've been voting for, you know, well over a decade, possibly 20 years, you know, been voting. And I don't believe so far, and this is like in, you know, presidential elections, you know, federal presidential elections, in local elections, for years. And I don't believe that I've ever voted for a candidate that's come out victorious. Ever.
Wow.
And like hundreds of votes. And that is because I've never done the whole voting against sort of ruse where you don't have any principles. You know, I've never been able to be that person up until this coming election.
The one that's coming in 2020?
The one that's coming in 2020. If I've finally publicly set a condition where I will vote against someone.
Really?
And just vote. And I've made it very public that if Biden gets the Democratic nomination, I will vote for Trump just to spite every damn Democrat who makes the stupid decision of putting that power-mongering joke.
Is he even running?
His office.
I think he's not going to.
I hope he's not. But I've made that one condition.
I mean, you haven't gone out on a huge limb here. There's like, 50 different candidates
right,
for the
exactly.
Democrats?
No,
I mean,
exactly.
Odds that he's going to be the one or very,
and,
very
you know,
slim.
I certainly hope not, you know, but if it went up, I don't know, man. I've kind of thought this in the past. It's always been kind of true that the worst possible candidate will rise to the top.
It does seem that way.
I think it's going to be Kamala Harris.
Yeah, she's pretty bad. Yeah, I mean, but it's kind of hard to say who's the worst in this particular field of candidates, you know, but... Yeah.
I think Bernie's going to be up there, but I think even his supporters are like, he's getting kind of
old.
I think the most laughable thing to happen would be if AOC decided to make her a shot at the presidency.
She's too young.
Okay, so she's not 35.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
I think she's got another, what is she, 29 or something like that right now? So it's
going
to be another two rounds before she could run.
Oh, my word. I presume
she's not a flash in the pan and that she's not going to be out in her next... term.
She probably thinks she's a viable candidate.
But
the horrible thing is there's a lot of people who think she's a viable candidate, and I'm like, really?
She's as viable as any of the rest of them. I mean, she's an elected official. She holds current federal government office. She's not old enough, but as soon as she is, she would be old enough, and then there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's not... I mean, as far as politics goes, they say politics is Hollywood for ugly people, and, you know, all things considered, she's better looking than most of them.
She is, that's true.
So there is that, and the fact is, some people will vote off of looks.
You
know, some people voted for Bill Clinton because they thought he was attractive. Don't know why, but they did.
Wow.
They could do a reality show with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Mitt Romney.
I might actually watch
what,
that.
Living together?
Just something. Hooking up. Who knows,
oh
right? Romney was another one that people were like, oh, he's a good-looking guy. That's why he's going to do
guy.
Well. You know?
Compared to, you know, Bernie Sanders.
Okay. So 855 450 free is our toll-free number here tonight. You had told
I brought up Romney because I'm bringing up candidates that have that seemingly have no other qualifications. Mm. You know that where
well, he like, was a businessman.
Well, whatever.
Well, what would be good qualifications?
Right, exactly. I mean, but I think according to the, you know, the general electorate, you know, experience or whatever, you know.
But nobody
like
has
sort of
experience as president of the United States before the president of the United States.
That's true, yeah. But yeah. I think a lot of people look for political experience, which is sort of why so many people had a meltdown about Trump becoming president. So, you know, I don't, you know, whatever.
I think it's
ridiculous. I think that not having government experience is actually probably a very good thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably the most comparable experience would be either in charge of a large federal agency or in charge of or being a governor of a state.
I'd like to see somebody who has none of that experience actually mm-hmm. be president, because then they also haven't had to deal with corporate bureaucracy either.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather not ever have a president ever again.
Well, sure.
If we can avoid the federal government existing, that would be great. Unfortunately, that's not on the table either. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Speaking of presidential candidates, I know, Laurel, you wanted to talk about this Kamala Harris. You just mentioned her a moment ago. What's going on?
She wants to raise the salary of every public school teacher in the United States by $13,500.
Wow.
Now, when
that's a lot of people, too, right?
Yes.
Like, there's a lot of teachers out there.
There's a lot of public school teachers. So I ran the numbers, and the estimate I came up with was it would be an additional $50 billion a year, or close to it. Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing some other articles that are saying it's $300 billion. So I don't know whether they're just looking at salaries, or they're looking at, is she also proposing that they increase benefits? Because, you know, when teachers talk about their salaries, they...
Before you go on, when you were running the numbers, how many teachers did you... Fine.
Oh dear, I'm going to have to look
you
it
recall?
Up. But it is actually several million.
3.2 million I'm seeing here on Google.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And that's just for the teachers. I looked it up once, and the number of people who work for the public school system, you know, and this is 50 states, so you're adding them all together, plus the District of Columbia. When you look at all the people who work for the public school system, that population of people is greater than all of the people who work for the federal government, including the military and the post office. So we have more people, yes. So we have more people working in the public school system than in any other government agency. The public school system is the largest government agency. It's not federal, it's by state.
Right.
But it's the largest.
It's paid by the federal government. They take money from
it. A lot of it is, yes. So it is the largest government entity in the United States.
And it's one of the most invasive because they're dealing with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk about this idea of, you know, increasing the teachers' pay, because a lot of people are going to cheer this on. Everybody loves teachers. Are you against education? If you oppose this, you must hate teachers and you must hate children, obviously. 855-450-FREE. 50 free like freedom. You can join us here, and this is Free Talk Live. Plus, censorship in the EU coming up.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.